You should keep the beta capsule, I said. Urutoraman is Japan's greatest superhero. His powers belong in Japanese hands. They were both surprised and humbled by my generosity, especially Daito. Thank you, Parzival-san, he said, bowing low. You are a man of honor. After that, the three of us had parted as friends, if not necessarily allies, and I considered that an ample reward for my efforts. A chime sounded in my ears, and I checked the time. It was almost 8 o'clock. Time to make the donuts. I was always hard up for cash, no matter how frugal I tried to be. I had several large bills to pay each month, both in the real world and in the Oasis. My real world expenses were pretty standard: rent, electricity, food, water, hardware repairs and upgrades. My avatar's expenses were far more exotic: spacecraft repairs, teleportation fees, power cells, ammunition. I purchased my ammo in bulk, but it still wasn't cheap, and my monthly teleportation expenses were often astronomical. My search for the egg required constant travel, and GSS kept raising their teleportation fares. I'd already spent all of my remaining product endorsement dough. Most of it went toward the cost of my rig and buying my own asteroid. I earned a decent amount of money each month by selling commercial time on my POV channel and by auctioning off any unneeded magic items, armor, or weapons I acquired during my travels. But my primary source of income was my full-time job doing Oasis technical support. When I'd created my new Bryce Lynch identity, I'd given myself a college degree, along with multiple technical certifications and a long, sterling work record as an Oasis programmer and app developer. However, despite my sterling, bogus resume, the only job I'd ever been able to get was as a Tier 1 technical support representative at Helpful Help Desk Incorporated, one of the contract firms GSS used to handle Oasis customer service and support. Now, I worked 40 hours a week, helping morons reboot their Oasis consoles and update the drivers for their haptic gloves. It was grueling work, but it paid the rent. I logged out of my own Oasis account, then used my rig to log into a separate Oasis account I'd been issued for work. The login process completed, and I took control of a happy help desk avatar, a cookie-cutter Ken doll that I used to take tech support calls. This avatar appeared inside a huge virtual call center, inside a virtual cubicle, sitting at a virtual desk, in front of a virtual computer, wearing a virtual phone headset. I thought of this place as my own private virtual hell. Helpful Help Desk Incorporated took millions of calls a day from all over the world. 24/7, 365. One angry, befuddled cretin after another. There was no downtime between calls because there were always several hundred morons in the call queue, all of them willing to wait on hold for hours to have a tech rep hold their hand and fix their problem. Why bother looking up the solution online? Why try to figure the problem out on your own when you could have someone else do your thinking for you? As usual, my 10-hour shift passed slowly. It was impossible for help desk avatars to leave their cubicles, but I found other ways to pass the time. My work account was rigged so that I couldn't browse outside websites, but I'd hacked my visor to allow me to listen to music or stream movies off my hard drive while I took calls. When my shift finally ended and I logged out of work, I immediately logged back into my own Oasis account. I had thousands of new email messages waiting, and I could tell just by their subject lines what had happened while I'd been at work. Artemis had found the Jade Key.